So now for perspective one, seeing through your own eyes. Sit or stand in the position that you have chosen in your room, which will represent perspective one. Looking through your own eyes as you, say everything you want to say about this event in the first person. This is everything from your own perspective, how you felt and still feel, why you felt or feel that way, what you thought, what you saw or heard at the time, anything you would like to express or get off your chest. It's as if you are having a conversation with the person who will be in perspective two. If you want to swear at them, do. This is a no-holds-barred conversation from a position of seeking to understand and gaining a different perspective. Pause the audio here now while you do this and restart the audio when you have said everything you want to say. Welcome back. Now, step up and out of perspective one. Walk around the room, stretch, take a deep breath and shake it out so you are now completely out of that role in perspective one. It's important to do this so that you are able to separate the perspectives and have no leftover emotion or patterns of thinking from perspective one. Pause the audio as you do this. Now you're ready, move to the position of perspective two. Perspective two is about standing in the other person's shoes. Looking through the eyes of the other person, imagine yourself stepping into the other person's being. As the other person, what do you think and feel? How did you feel about the event? What was your perspective? You've also heard what's been said from perspective one. Say everything you want to say as the other person. Remember, this exercise is about seeking to understand and gaining a different perspective, not to find fault. So as the other person, what do you think and feel? How did you feel about the event? What was your perspective? You've also heard what's been said from perspective one. Say everything you want to say as the other person. Pause the audio now while you do this and restart the audio when you, as the other person, have said everything you want to say. Now that you are complete with perspective two, step up and out of perspective two. Walk around the room, stretch, take a deep breath and shake it out so you are now completely out of that role in perspective two. And come back to being yourself once again in the present moment. Pause the audio as you do this. Now move to perspective three. Perspective three is seeing through the eyes of a fly on the wall. With this perspective, consider the perspective of both persons in the situation. You do not have any emotional entanglement in the situation, so you are able to offer a perspective with some objectivity. What did you observe? What new perspective do you have, as an observer, having heard both sides of the story? Pause the audio and restart the audio when you, as the fly on the wall, that objective observer, have said everything that you have observed and noticed from witnessing both sides of the story. Now you are complete with perspective three, step up and out of it. Walk around the room, stretch, take a deep breath and shake it out, so you are now completely out of that role in perspective three, and come back to being yourself once again in the present moment. Pause the audio now as you do this. Now, you will take on the role as your own coach. Physically move to a position away from the three perspectives. Replay each of the perspectives in your own mind, as if watching a movie, and provide your feedback as you consider the following questions. What new perspective or information have you gained about the event? Were there any surprises, any perspectives that you had not recognized before? What elements, as shared from each perspective, limit or support you? What insights or wisdom can now be taken from this? How do you feel differently now about this event? Pause the audio so you can write your thoughts and insights down. And when you are done with this, you will complete the final part of this exercise.